We're here with Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan at the NFL Scouting Combine. And Mike, last year, Saints obviously had a historic draft. A lot of guys who were drafted and played and played significant roles. One of them in your position group, Alex Anzalone, the rookie linebacker. What were the things, I guess, as you evaluated Alex and spoke to him, that kind of stood out for you?
Well, my first interaction with Alex was here at the Combine in an individual meeting that we had over, and we call a train station where you meet most of the rookies. Mm-hmm. And Alex, well, number one, when you see Alex, I mean, he's a pretty impressive-looking person. I mean, he's very tall. He's 6'3 and a half. You know, he's about 240. So he's got all the measurables you look for. That's obviously gets your attention in this sport because size is such a big factor. But just talking with him, he was very intelligent as far as football goes. He was very outgoing even when he spoke. You know, he's kind of extroverted personality. So you're able to get a lot of you know, information from him. But the thing that impressed me most, he had a real air of confidence about himself. And it shows also because he plays the same way.
Mm-hmm. He's a guy who, as you mentioned, had the cerebral part going. How overlooked or how impressive or how important is that, I guess?
Well, it's very important, and in particular in the NFL. You know, there's an awful lot of talented guys that come through and try to make football teams, but an intelligent player and a competitive player are two things that really set a lot of guys apart. And in Alex's case, that's another thing. His competitive level was very high, not only in the drills that you did here at the Combine, but just throughout his football career that he had at Florida. It was evident on film.
You know, Mike, you've been around the NFL for quite some time. One of the more impressive drafts with the NFL, offensive and rookie defensive players of rookies of the year in those respective categories. A couple of starters defensively at cornerback and at mm-hmm. safety and at linebacker. When's the last time you can recall seeing a class be this productive?
Yeah, I personally have never been a part of one that's been this productive at all. I mean, it is. It's amazing how many guys contributed throughout the season. And not only was it in the college area, but in our pro personnel department did an outstanding job too. You know, we had a lot of guys late in the season that got banged up and nicked, and they had to fill in. But the rookies certainly made a huge splash for us last year. And hopefully this year those guys just get a year better, and then we can have another draft like we did last year.
You know, not to give away anything from the shop, but for your position, what kind of guys are you looking at to be a prototypical Saints-type linebacker?
You know, it's like I'm always looking personally. I'm always just looking for a good football player. There's a lot of scheme out there to utilize players. I think it's always, I believe this, that it's always players first, scheme second. And that's the job of a coach is to be able to put a player in position where he can do the things that he's good at rather than, you know, we need a guy to fill this role within our defense. You know, it's a lot harder to find good players. And so, therefore, when you do have them, you want to be able to use them and you don't want to, you know, put yourself in a corner where we can't take him because he doesn't fit what we do. You know, that's a bad coach, in my opinion. You want to always say, if he's a good player, and say, like, we'll find a place for that guy. And so that's really the goal, you know, that I see it when I'm even looking at players is this is the first, you know, look that I get of them here just kind of running around in shorts. You see their speed, their size, a little bit of their strength. But when you get on the tape and you can see how a guy plays and how good of a football player he is, that's really what it's all about, and that's really what I'm kind of looking for more than anything else coming out of the Combine.
You know, Mike, you've been a head coach in the NFL. How critical is it to have strong voices in the room during those times, yourself, Sean Payton, Dan Campbell, guys who've been in those positions where, you know, you've actually been at the head of the table?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it helps. It gives you an appreciation for what the guy who is making the decision has to go through, no question. But you want to be forthright with the information that you have, and you want to you want to trust in what you're saying. You don't want to kind of hem and haw and all that. I remember that's a frustrating thing for someone who's going to make a decision. You know, whether it's Sean Payton or whoever it might be, Mickey or whatever. But you know, they don't want guys to be wishy-washy. They want to hear what you have to say and be strong in your convictions. So. I think that's the part that could possibly help, again, a decision maker. That's what you try to give them.
Yeah. What did you think about your linebacker core last year? You guys got a little bit beat up, had some injuries, and yet were able to finish the season pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was very pleased. And I think overall we contributed to the season that we had. There was a lot of players, I think, in the end. For three linebacker positions, by the season's end, we had 11 guys play, which is a lot of players. And most of them played at the SAM, as we call it, linebacker position. Outside of that, you know, a lot of guys stepped up. Manti had a very good year, probably had the best year he's had since he's been an NFL player. It was unfortunate that Alex did get nicked in the third game of the season, went down, but Craig Robertson came in and did a great job. And AJ, who played 10 of our 18 games that we had this past year, you know, played well in those 10 games. So it's a good group. You always want to continue to add good depth to it, but it's like I said, they played well, and I think we're a part of the success that we had.
All right, Saints linebackers coach Mike Nolan. I'm John DeShazer here at the NFL Scouting Combine 2018.